USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, an avowed white supremacist who deliberately drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing a young woman and injuring dozens, apologized to his victims before being sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crime charges. James Alex Fields had pleaded guilty March 29th to 29 of 30 hate crimes in connection with an attack that killed Heather Heyer and injured more than two dozen others. Prosecutors and Fields' lawyers agreed that federal sentencing guidelines called for a life sentence, but his attorneys asked U.S. District Judge Michael Urbanski to consider a sentence of less than life, hoping he would take into account Fields' mental health issues. And a meeting of the remaining partners in the Iranian nuclear deal produced some progress, but not enough to satisfy Tehran's demands, offering little prospect for now of the country backing away from a move to surpass a uranium stockpile threshold that could now doom any agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
A trade war between two economic titans will face a critical junction when President Donald Trump meets China's Xi Jinping at a moment when both sides are signaling a desire to de-escalate the year-long conflict, yet unwilling to compromise. The meeting, which will take place on the sidelines of the International Group of 20 summit in Japan, was the centerpiece of 4 days of diplomacy for Trump, whose re-election chances have been put at risk by the trade war that has hurt both American farmers and battered global markets. The Supreme Court has announced they'll take up the controversial issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, "Let everybody be happy," in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career. Wall Street ended a wobbly week with broad gains, closing the books on June with the biggest monthly gain since January. June marked a sharp about-face from May when traders fled to safer holdings because of increased anxiety over trade wars between the United States and China and signs of slowing global economic growth. Despite lingering worries over trade, investors pushed stocks higher for much of the month after the Federal Reserve raised expectations that it's prepared to cut interest rates if needed to keep the economy growing. That drove the benchmark S&P 500 to an all-time high last week, though it has retreated slightly from that mark. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.